Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
A warning, this series contains discussion of themes that might be distressing for some listeners.
There are a lot of people out there that still know me as Peter Ellis and believe in Peter Ellis. There are people out there that think he might be, he might not be, and then there are people out there that just literally believe I'm a child abuser. And they're never ever going to, you know, it doesn't matter what facts come out in this case, they're always going to believe it.
Are you a child abuser?
No, I'm not a child abuser.
What is it like then for you living with that label?
I'm going to live above it. I'm going to get on with my life. I've never ever been interested in having sex with children. It's just the thoughts are abhorrent.
Peter Ellis, The Crash Case, and Me is a newsroom.co.nz production. We take you right inside one of New Zealand's most controversial cases, when a kind of madness gripped Christchurch, resulting in a miscarriage of justice that would take 30 years to put right. It was a saga that divided a city, destroyed families, and shocked the nation.
Mrs. Ellis, are you convinced that your son is innocent?
Completely convinced my son is innocent.
I don't know how I ended up with 30 child abuse charges.
I think he's a very clever offender.
If I asked you to take a lie detector test, would you take it?
I couldn't believe what I was hearing. Some of the words that are said in that courtroom, I just literally feel ill.
The police are an embarrassment.
The hysteria just blew up.
The charges against the accused have been established beyond reasonable doubt.
Kia ora, I'm Melanie Reid, Newsroom's Investigations Editor. Welcome to the fifth episode in our eight-part podcast, The Trial. In this episode, we take you right into the centre of the proceedings, one of the most high-profile legal dramas this country had ever witnessed. I was there reporting for TV3 on the 26th of April, 1993, the day the trial began. He was charged with 28 counts of child abuse involving 13 children. And every day, the routine was the same. Peter would be dropped off at court by his mother, Leslie. Composed and looking straight ahead, he would glide past the cameras on his way to the courtroom. By now, he was looking very respectable. But he'd always been respectful. That wasn't about to change. He'd been brought up that way. Mrs. Ellis would sit in the public gallery at the back of the court and watch on as her son's credibility was attacked day in, day out.
How am I defending myself? By keeping my head high, by going into court with my head high.
Are you proud of being Peter Ellis?
Yes. Yes, I am. Because I said, because of my family, they're there and they believe and they support. Because of the people that are backing and supporting, this particular jersey I'm wearing at the moment came from a parent that is supporting. My hair has been cut short. I'm wearing a tie, neckties in court, which I'm going to write an article when I finish this case. I'm going to write an article why people should be made to wear neckties. And sandwiches, I meant to have my food at lunchtime, which is the thing that really surprises me, that I don't have bail at lunchtime. So I sit down in a jail cell, a coal bench, and my sandwiches do vary. I get tomato and cheese on Monday, and cheese and tomato on Tuesday, and on Wednesday it's tomato and cheese, and it's cut that way. And on it goes.
This is another of our secret Sunday afternoon interviews done in a motel on the outskirts of the city. I made sure we had something other than cheese and tomato in the sandwiches. It was mid-May of 1993. At this interview, Peter was 4 weeks into his 6-week High Court trial. Peter was on bail and living at his house, but as he said, he was not given bail during the daytime while the trial was in progress. So during the breaks, he was in the holding cells beneath the Christchurch High Court.
Am I used to it by now? Well, no, I'm not used to it because I said there's a stainless steel bowl toilet and anyone can look in. Fortunately, I can actually go to other cells, if you like, and there is one particular area where the lookout area can't look in, and I use that toilet.
Do you feel like a criminal locked up down there?
No, I don't, because the wardens down there are men that have been in the law system for quite some time. They know lawyers, they've watched judges, they deal, I think, very fairly with people that go down there. Some of them are quite abusive, quite rude. They laugh, they joke, they try and keep everyone happy. They will come to the rescue of someone that is upset or down the dumps or whatever, but I think that, you know, it's something else I've been learning about, you know.
Peter, what do you think of the judge?
I've gone through some very strong feelings that he is biased. He seems to interject at times when my lawyer is on a roll, if you like.
It's going to be a bit difficult to move, guys. Yeah.
Peter's lawyer was Rob Harrison. The defence was based on whether or not the children's evidence was believable. Poor interviewing techniques, parental contamination of the evidence, and that the abuse simply did not happen.
What do I think of watching the videos of the children? I think those children basically believe what they've been told. I believe those children don't think they're lying. And when I was questioned by Detective Colin Eat, and he turned around and said, well, are those children lying? My answer was, I didn't do it. The simple fact of the matter, I haven't done it. But I wasn't going to turn around and accuse that child of being a liar, because that child believes what they've been told. And I just think it's desperately sad.
So you're telling me that social welfare and the police have convinced the parents who in turn have convinced the children.
Yes, I'm saying that. The
notion that parents... This issue of parents planting the idea that they had been abused into the minds of their children was central to Alice's defence. Here's my story from June 1993.
Dr. Keith LePage, a child psychiatrist flown in from Australia, told the court that no child had made a spontaneous complaint, that the parents and interviewers had asked leading questions, and that parents had been networking.
The amount of exchange of information between parents was quite phenomenal.
Is there any doubt in your mind that there has been some sexual abuse?
Well, in my opinion, on the basis of everything I've seen and heard, I have not seen any evidence of validated sexual abuse.
So are you saying an innocent man might end up in jail?
Well, if he goes to jail, yes.
The prosecution's legal team was Crown solicitors Brent Stanaway and Chris Longy. They argued the children could be considered reliable witnesses even when questioned by their parents or asked leading questions by interviewers. They also argued any contradictions or exaggerations in the children's disclosures could be a symptom of their young age or as a result of the abuse.
Under cross-examination, the children don't seem to have had their credibility weakened. You must be worried about that.
When you say their credibility, the children have, for example, one child sat there and her answer was, "It's true, it's true, it's true, it's true," when asked, you know, did this happen? She didn't variate the word at all, the sentence. It's just, "It's true, it's true, it's true." Children do not keep trotting out the same sentence unless they've been coached.
Early on in the trial, two children were discharged as witnesses because the evidence they gave in court contradicted their video evidence. This brought the number of charges Alice faced to 25, involving 11 children.
Has there been any suggestion that you plead guilty?
Yes, I have been... I've been asked to plea bargain. In fact, I believe I was offered that if I plead guilty to 8 of the charges, 20 of them would be dropped.
The police have plea bargained?
I think it was the Crown said, well, if I accept to say that I did 8 of them, I think they're even a lesser charge, that, you know, perhaps I might do 3 years instead of 15, or, you know, whatever.
Are you worried about going to jail?
If I'm going to jail, and I said that relies on those 13 people, and if they don't read it right and I do go to jail, then it's going to be a miscarriage of justice. But if I go to jail, then I'm certainly not going out to Wollaston. I'm not going to go onto a program to talk about things I have not done.
3 weeks into the trial, there was a tour of the now-abandoned Christchurch Civic Creche. The jury, lawyers, police, prison officers and Peter Ellis all went. They were viewing the premises where some of the abuse was alleged to have taken place.
What was that like?
See?
Can you tell me about it?
It's empty. It was a place that was good and fun. It should never have happened. What happened? That place has been closed down. I'm sorry.
It's all right. Do you want to stop?
No, I'm all right.
I think it's important.
Excuse me.
It's important that you tell me what it's like.
There was no swing. The grounds were untidy. The hut had gone. There were no toys.
the place was just empty. It was a place that was full of laughter and fun. There were good people in that place.
Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role. Like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Did it haunt you going back there?
It made me wonder how on earth this ever happened. Because the people in that place, that ran that place, we were all good, are good people. And the parents that went there, the parents that have children that are complainants, were all good people. And something went wrong. And it was nothing to do with sexual abuse of children.
What was it to do with?
It was to do with people that decided that it had happened. And as far as I'm concerned, the police, social welfare, and the way it was done caused most saddest thing I've known for a long time in my life.
Peter, there's a lot of people convinced that you abuse their children.
I think the sad thing is that probably for a long time they will. And in depositions, my heart went out to them. I was sympathetic. And then I sat there and watched them in the court. And I lost some of my sympathy. I've been told off by people saying, "So Peter, for goodness sake, you've got to get out there and fight for yourself, because we know you haven't done it. You can't keep feeling sorry for these people or feeling understanding." Well, I still do, because I helped them raise their 20 children. And that's the simple fact of it.
And those same people are now turning round and saying that you've abused their children.
Yep. I still like them. Might be stupid. I'm crosser with the people on the peripheral, on the outside, the ones that have stirred these parents on to a frenzy.
But you say that you still like them, but they're the very people that are trying to put you behind bars.
No, I don't think they are. Not really. I still think the people that are trying to put me behind bars are 5 policemen, 5 detectives, 5 men that are part of John Banks's, if you like, no homosexuals in the police force. No, as far as I'm concerned, I believe that the parents have been steamrolled.
I was with Peter the night before the trial ended, before the jury went out to decide his fate. He would be kept in custody until a verdict was reached. This is my report from that night.
Peter Ellis knows that a prison sentence could be a death sentence for a child abuser. He's heard the rumours that he will take his own life rather than risk a savage beating in jail.
I've heard terms, top yourself, kill yourself, commit suicide. I'm not interested. I have a goal in life. I've got things to live for.
I've got friends to live for. I've got people to live for. I have no intentions of committing suicide at all.
To the end, Peter Ellis remained stoic and confident he would walk free.
The result was going to definitely be relied on 12 people and, if you like, actually 13 people, a judge, who's going to direct the jury. So the vagaries of it, of a jury, I've got to take on board, but deep in my heart, I know the answer. I'm not guilty, and my lawyer is presenting to the jury well, and I've got no concerns. I'm pleased, and I know that it is going to be a good result.
These were the scenes during the 3 days the jury deliberated. Peter's mum and brother Mark and the crèche staff and supporters on one side, those who supported the complainants in a separate room, and the media and the police scattered everywhere in between. The days turned into nights. As each hour passed, the tension mounted. It was 3:30 in the afternoon on a Saturday. Everyone crowded into the courtroom. Finally, the verdict was in. I will never forget this moment. Peter Ellis stared straight ahead. He didn't flinch. Guilty on 13 of the 28 charges, involving 7 of the 11 children. There were sobs of relief from the complainant parents and despair from the Ellis supporters.
Gay, what do you think of the verdict?
It's wrong, and hopefully his lawyer will appeal.
Gay, the crèche supervisor.
A lot of those charges are based while he was at the crèche, Gay, and they say it took place while he was at the crèche. That must be pretty disappointing for you.
I know, I've not seen anything at the crèche that would cause me any alarm, so as far as I'm concerned, it hasn't happened.
Are you surprised? No, I wasn't surprised, to be quite honest.
His co-worker, Debbie Gillespie.
Just the way I've seen the so-called justice system work, which seems to have very little to do with justice.
What's your sort of instant reaction to what happened in there today, the guilty verdicts?
I'm shaking like a leaf. I feel like it's a mess. Half of me thought it might have to be because of the system, but it's all wrong. It has to be corrected.
Hello, Mrs. Ellis. Have you heard the news?
Peter's brother Mark and Mrs. Ellis had taken the long walk down the 3 flights of stairs, hoping to avoid the media, but didn't.
How was it?
Oh, yes, the verdict's in. Or out.
What's your reaction, Mrs. Ellis? What do you think it means for Peter?
Outside, I too approached her.
You don't want to comment?
I remember going and sitting in the camera car after this. I felt so sorry for her, felt sad for Peter, and had that sick feeling you get when you just know something's not right.
No comment.
For the victims of the Christchurch crash case, therapy and counselling services are hoped to help them recover from their ordeal.
Meanwhile, Peter Ellis is being held here at Addington Prison while he awaits to be sentenced. The trial has already cost the taxpayer more than $1 million, but it's not over yet. Peter Ellis's lawyer says he plans to appeal the verdict.
Just weeks after Alice's conviction, the objectivity of Detective Inspector Brian Pearce would also come into question. He was in overall charge of the investigation. He He went on nationwide television defending the police investigation and the child interviewers. In the process, he revealed his fundamentalist Christian beliefs and his support for anti-homosexual activists.
I was saying that for too long, I believe, it's a personal belief, that our society has mocked the Patricia Bartletts of, and the Graham Lees and the John Bankses. And really what I'm saying is that I actually believe in a God who will not be mocked. And currently I believe that this country is actually now starting to reap the harvest of liberalism and of compromise and of double standards.
On the day of sentencing, Peter arrived in a prison van. I remember Peter again looking straight ahead as he heard his fate. Outside court, Mrs. Ellis did her first interview, having heard her son was being sentenced to 10 years in prison.
Well, I'm still completely certain of his innocence.
And we will fight as a family to get him released from jail.
Do you think realistically you've got a chance?
Yes, of course. I've got faith.
What was it like for you hearing his sentence this morning?
I prayed. My love surrounded him. I had sat, stand and listen to that today.
This is a Three National News story following the sentencing.
Ellis remained impassive throughout the sentencing, even when Justice Williamson took the unusual step of personally supporting the jury's verdict, saying it was obviously correct. He said, "Unlike those who publicly feasted on this case, the jury had seen all the evidence available and had believed the children, and I agree with them." Justice Williamson said while Ellis had been found guilty of abusing seven children, there must be grave suspicions that there were other acts of abuse, and he slammed former creche workers' claims that the crimes couldn't have happened at the centre. He said evidence, including some from Ellis himself, clearly showed there was opportunity for abuse to occur at the creche. However, not even those comments could silence Ellis's supporters, who remain adamant he's innocent.
Well, I'm really, really sad and upset, and I think it's really wrong. And I'm going to keep fighting for the Civic Child Care Centre and for Peter and for us.
Continued antagonism between the parents and Ellis supporters saw a large police presence at the court, but apart from a few hurled insults, there were no incidents. The 10-year sentence was greeted with a great deal of satisfaction by parents and police. Police Minister John Banks says it reflects public outrage at Ellis's reign of terror, and he claimed Ellis represented walking evil.
However, I'd like to say that I absolutely deplore the irreversible things that I feel have happened to those young children throughout this entire case, and I know Peter feels like that too.
What are those things that you're talking about, Mrs. Ellis?
Well, the process that they've been put through will be with them for the rest of their lives, I feel.
Mrs. Ellis, are you convinced that your son is innocent?
Completely convinced my son is innocent.
A month after sentencing, Peter sent me the first of many letters from prison. Where it was usual to write your home address, he'd written "An Innocent Man, Billy Joel, theme song for the week." He wrote, "My dear girl, where shall I begin? The dispersal of my pets." Telling me about all his pets, who had them, why he had chosen who to have them, and how they and their new owners were getting on, took about 5 pages. He talked about his appeal and getting legal aid and his lawyers. He wrote, "I feel like a horse that fell at the last fence in the Grand National and was turned out to recover and start again. At least I didn't snap a fetlock and get put down, but I wish I was in a hurdle race and not a steeplechase. Horsey person that you are, I'm sure you will appreciate what I'm talking about." And eternally upbeat from his cell, he said, "Dreams are free, and one has plenty of time to dream them." Coming up in the next episode, the top cop at the centre of the case admits to affairs and Peter's letters from prison. To watch the video series of Peter Ellis, The Crash Case and me, and for more award-winning journalism that matters, head to newsroom.co.nz. If you like what you're hearing, don't forget to subscribe. Please rate and review our series. It helps new listeners find us. Check out our social media pages to get in touch and see photos and video clips. You can find us on Instagram, Facebook and TikTok by searching The Peter Ellis Case. This series is written, produced and presented by me, Melanie Reed, edited by Paul Endicott and Lewis Tennant. Original music by Age Pryor, sound mix by Richard Wills, written and produced by Bonnie Sumner, and our podcast producer is Lewis Tennant. This is a Newsroom Investigates production, made in partnership with News Hub. Peter Ellis, The Crash Case and Me is public interest journalism funded through New Zealand On Air.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Here's a question for the marketers listening. Want to find that perfect customer beyond the world of scrolling, swiping, and searching? Here's a secret to make sparks fly. Smooth talking with podcast ads. With Acast, you can reach millions of listeners who'll be hanging on your every word. On the train to work, in the gym, or waiting in line for coffee. Start up the conversation with podcast listeners anywhere and everywhere. And they're looking for love. 60% of listeners have a higher trust in brands they've met on podcasts compared to social. Get closer to your audience. Make podcast ads with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.